Oh, that's just bad stuff. That's just, I mean, good bad stuff. I mean, great stuff. And that's why it's number one for all of March in our Hot Music Awards Song Voting Contest show. In fact, it's overwhelming number one. I mean, if this was like Final Four basketball, it would be like, it wouldn't be like Kansas because they got creamed early on. It would be like, I don't even know who it would be like. It would be better than all the guys gotten in the college basketball contest because it just kicked everybody's butt. House Rules from Christian Kane on HossTheBoss.com. And we have sort of established a connection, but I'm not sure if he's on the line. Is Christian there with us yet? Hello?
Not yet. Should be calling in a moment.
All right. Okay. Good. Well, all right. Well, we have Christian's people. I don't know Christian's people. If you want to identify yourself, but we'll just continue. Well, all right. How about, let's see. What do I do? Nothing like HossTheBoss.com's organization. I'm just glad that we got this far because I didn't even think we would make it this far to getting with Christian and his hectic schedule. But we do have some other Christian people that we can get in touch with, and we are planning on talking to them a little bit later on. Some people that were with him at the big Leverage convention last week up in Portland, Oregon. So the plans are that we're going to be calling and talking to them, some fans of Christian Kane, who were among the many that ended up pushing Christian into our final four or final one and into our final five and into our big finals coming up in December. All right, still no sign from him. I think we're having.
Oh, he just sent out a Twitter message that he's calling.
So on Twitter now, Christian's 13,000 fans are now all going to be. We're going to be overloaded on HossTheBoss.com. That's a good thing. It happens every now and then. I'm trying to figure out what else I can do here while we're waiting for him to get in. I guess I'll just continue to. I know we have some nice. Let's see if this music still works here. There you go.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. This is good little hold music. But this is just a sign, actually, that. Christian Kane is going to be a huge star, eventually. I mean, not that he isn't now, but, I mean, this is just the beginning. And, I mean, he's got people, you know, arranging his phone calls, and he's got the... did I hear a beep? Is he ready? Or was that...
You heard a beep, man. That's me.
Hey, all right! Hi, it's Christian Kane on HossTheBoss.com. It's about dang time you get on the line with us.
was that a crowd that you're talking to, or was that just a button that you push where everybody claps?
You'll never know, Christian.
Right. Well, no. I appreciate them or it.
I have to say it was a this would be a great place. Oh, hell. You guys got to put this on your list of places to come once in your life at least. We recorded that it was a recording and it was recorded live at the coolest bar in Texas, if you ask me. The coolest venue for live music in Texas, and it would be a great place. I mean, it's a bar, yes, but they can hold quite a few people in there. A place called the Executive Surf Club here in Corpus Christi, and we recorded that live. So the Surf Club crowd already likes you, Christian. So you got to come out and hang out.
Dude, I love that. The Executive Surf Club.
The Executive Surf Club in Corpus Christi. Yeah.
Bunch of guys in suits and a bunch of girls in bikinis, man. That's right up my alley.
That's exactly what it is. Exactly. Yeah, and they have, it's right next door to the Texas Surf Museum. And a lot of, I mean, that's a cool place in itself. The all the surfboards.
Well, there's, you know, those. I mean, being from LA, but the, you know, those big waves in Corpus Christi, everybody's surfing. You can't get bigger waves than that brown water in Corpus Christi. Listen, man, I'm not bagging on the place. That's where my family, me and my mom and dad and my sister used to go there to Corpus Christi was our vacation spot. I'm
really?
Not lying to you.
Wow, yeah, that's right, because you you grew up in the Dallas area. Is that right?
Well, I was born in the Dallas area, but I grew up back and forth from Oklahoma and Texas, and I lived 5 years of my life in Odessa, Texas.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's the reason I was in Friday Night Lights. In Friday Night Lights, I actually played my fifth grade coach.
Oh.
Yeah, he was the guy that won state. He was a quarterback from the guy that won state right before all that stuff happened. So, you know, a lot of people don't know Friday Night Lights is I think they do know, actually. I don't want to take anything away from them. But Friday Night Lights was a true story. So I actually played a guy that I've never even gotten to shake his hand after that, but a guy named Richard Hicks, who was the quarterback for the guy I played, literally. The guy that won state before they won state that year. The last time they won state he was my fifth grade coach, and we used to go. We went to Corpus Christi all the time.
That was, and now let's see.
Riviera, I love it.
Yeah, and yeah. Well, good. But let's see. I get my Texas football lore confused. That Odessa Permian. That's the school that.
Odessa Permian. Yeah. And you know, my daddy got transferred back to Norman, so you know I was in the backfield with I wasn't in the backfield. I was strong safety, but he was Kevin Shepherd. Was from OHS, which is, you know, he's one of the Shepherd boys, which the Shepherd boys went on to play for OU and went to play for Dallas Cowboys and all that stuff. And he went to OHS. So there's two schools there. Nobody knows that. It's, you know, Oklahoma High School. I'm sorry, Odessa High School and Permian.
Yeah, Odessa and Permian, and that, yeah, and they both are legends in high school football lore. But Permian is the one that Friday Night Lights is about. Is that right? No.
You're absolutely right. And you know, Permian kicks the crap out of OHS every year.
Okay. You know, I still get those confusing. You know, I was a DJ at Big Spring, Texas, for a while, back in the 90s.
Man.
And we had a little radio station at KBST, and man, I was new there, and I would get those two schools mixed up, and I would get them mixed up with some of the Abilene schools, and I just, oh my God, don't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you're a broadcaster in West Texas, make damn sure you know your high school football.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're correct about that.
So I probably just pissed off all my listeners in Odessa and Midland and Big Spring and all that are listening on HostaBoss.com. But oh, and speaking of that,
Midland rolls up their own stuff. Yeah, we got to get off this, man, because I'm gonna make fans and I'm gonna destroy fans if I have this conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, but. I got to say that we owe an apology, because you just put out a Twitter that you're on HostTheBoss.com right now, and our stream went through the roof like it's never been before, and I thought I had enough bandwidth on my stream, but I don't. We've just used the last bit of it. So there's people right now trying to get on and that can't, and it's because you're too damn popular.
and the only reason why I'm on right now is because of them, man. I didn't do anything special. I'm just trying to sing my heart out, man. It's really honestly because it's because of the fans of all this, man. I owe every single thing to them, man. It's unbelievable what they've done for me. I honestly, it's, you know, if like I said before, if Dean Devlin wouldn't have had Elliot Spencer's tear ducts in the contract seared shut, I'd probably cry right now. How much support I've had from the fans, man. It's just unbelievable, and I owe everything that I've got to them. I really do.
Wow. Well, that's very interesting. but now, so you've got this new CD out that, I mean, this is pretty big. Is House Rules, it is the theme song for Leverage, is that right?
No, it's not the theme song for Leverage. I like to think it's the theme song for Leverage. That's what I play in my head every time I get in a fight. But but it's not the theme song. But I would love it if it was, but it's not.
I thought it was. Now see, I gotta plead ignorance here. I've only seen two episodes of Leverage, and I gotta also say,
you're really honestly gonna get your ass kicked by the fans in for only watching two.
I know. Christian, I gotta say, the first time, 2 weeks ago, I'd only seen one, and I even said, we're very honest on HossTheBoss.com. I said that this is a good show. It is a great show, actually. I mean, the production quality and the acting is, I mean, and you do a great job. I like your character. I think he's cool. I think, but I was just like, For me, you beat up people too much. Uh-oh.
No. Listen, man, it's not my fault what happened in high school to you. the deal is that, look, it's for the American people. I'm sorry if I'm beating people up too much. It's just, the fact of the matter is it's scripted. I don't walk around like that.
Christian, now you're kind of disappointing me, because I kind of want you to do that. I mean, I feel like you do probably, especially with House Rules. That song sounds like something that your guy on the show would do. I mean, you know, so
the guy on the show is me. And the fact of the matter is I wrote that song with a great friend of mine, Blair Daly, out of Nashville, and he's like, "What, dude? What do you want to do?" And I was like, "Man, let's write something that." And I started explaining to him my life, you know, in playing country music on the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles, California. And I said, you know, it was a very tough gig because you got all these rock bands up there, and we were the only country band at the time in Los Angeles. And I was like, "Where do you want to play?" I said, "The Viper Room." So we started playing the Viper Room, and we had and my good buddy of mine, Shooter Jennings, Mr. Shooter Jennings, and me and Steve Carlson. We all came in and we did country music in Los Angeles, which was unheard of at the time when we started. And we started having the most successful Saturday night they've ever had. And we literally just like moved country music into Los Angeles. And so the House Rules is a little bit about, listen, you know, the main statement about the House Rules is look, you know, you've had a tough week with the economy the way it is right now. It literally, like, listen, come in here with your friends, hang out, drink a little bit, look at the pretty women, and let's just forget about, you know, you'll have to get back to it on Monday morning. And that's the main theme of the House Rules, is just let everything go and just have fun with your buddies. And the fact of the matter was, is when I wrote that song, it literally was, when you walked into the Viper Room at the time, look, put your poison hair, your little, you know, your 80s hairdo and your black leather aside for a second, because there's a guy next to you in a cowboy hat that's trying to listen to some music, and he will whoop that ass. You get out of line. And that's what it was. It was the House Rules. It was like, look, for an hour, this is my house.
Yeah.
And it just became this kind of song. It became a theme song, and we wrote it a little bit more and wrote it a little bit more, and it just became like I mean, I'm so fortunate to have this thing go the way it went. I mean, it's to me, it's like, you know, it's a testament to my old man. It's a thank you to the band, and it's more of a thank you to the fans. It really is. It's just, you know, when we play, it's just like, look, for 45 minutes or for an hour, this is my freaking house.
Yeah, yeah.
And, have fun. That's the whole thing. It's become. It's become a big thing, and honestly, it's not even, it has nothing to do with me. It's everybody out there that loves the song and just and supported us through all the hard times that we went through. You know, this song's been around for a long time, and it's just now coming out. But I'm very fortunate.
So you've had it recorded, kind of sitting waiting in the wings for a while, and finally now just getting through to send it out to the public so that they know about it for the first time.
That's what it was. Yeah, I recorded it with Sony, and I'm no longer with Sony.
Yeah.
And so Bigger Picture came in, and they're the best guys in the world. They're the only label that I'd ever be at, and they literally were like, you know, let's get this. And so Sony was gracious enough to give it back to us. And so we recorded it, and now we get to release it. And that was one of the big things about the giveaway, was just like, you guys have the loyal people out there. They've been waiting for so long, and I just wanted to give them something and not go, hey, man, so here it is. Here, how about a dollar on iTunes? You know, it just, and Bigger Picture was with me on this, and it was just like, let's give them something for waiting as long as they did. And it's just, you know, it's a, I don't want to say it's a gift to them because that makes it sound very, but they've been with me for so long. I just felt like I needed to give them something because of thank you. So it's a big, it's a thank you card from them.
Yeah. Well, I got to say that you have a huge following. I mean, going into this deal, so they're pretty fortunate. Bigger Picture is pretty fortunate to have you as well, because I predict big things right from the start on this thing. As soon as you, what's the plan? If you want to go that far about when this song is going to actually hit the real radio stuff, and
I've got to get. I'm doing. Yeah, it's a good question. I've got to do leverage right now. And so I'm here, you know, every night and every day, God, trying to do this television show, and I love it to death, man. I love it to death, and I can't get out there to radio, and I really got to go out there to radio because I'm not one of those guys. I don't want to phone it in.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of friends in radio. I've got a lot of great, great friends in radio, as you know, and so I got to get out there, and I got to say, I want to bring it into them. I want them to go, hey, man. You know, can you play this and go in there and talk to them and stuff like that? And I can't do that while I'm on leverage. And so
yeah.
As soon as I get done with this, and probably a little bit sooner, I'll go in and talk to them.
Yeah, well, and I'm testimony to that because just getting you for a few minutes this afternoon has been about a two-week project. So I know.
So yeah, we had the convention here last weekend. We haven't had one day off. I've worked every day. I worked Saturday and Sunday of last week because we had the convention here in Portland for leverage. And we have a TNT shoot today and tomorrow, so we literally haven't had one day off. So thank you so much, man, for I got to thank you for taking the time to talk.
Yeah. Well, no, when you bring as many people as you did through all your fans to my site to vote for you, wow, there's no way I'm gonna turn down an opportunity to talk to you, no matter when. You know, if you'd have been available at midnight tonight, I'd have gone live with you at whatever time. But anyway, we finally got in touch with you. And I'm real thrilled that we did. And but I just you've got the infrastructure there. That was the word I was looking for earlier, for a hell of a ride in just a few months. As soon as everything, you know, gets going with this CD, you're going to go.
I hope so. Go ahead.
I mean, it's all there. I mean, you got a hell of a fan base like I've never seen from anybody with your, you know, and your. Well, nobody else except for your friend Steve Carlson that I've seen has the kind of fan base support that you've got, and I'm sure there's others, but we haven't come across them here on HossTheBoss.com. But you've got got a hell of a song, number one. You're just poised. I predict that you're going to be a big. Possibly household name. I don't know if that makes your somebody like you doesn't blush too much, so you're probably not blushing. But
well, I've been in this business a long time, and I've seen stuff go the other way as well. And thank you so much for saying that. But you know, the thing that we want most, more than anything, that's, and I'll speak for Steve on this as well, because I know, is longevity. You know, we're in this business for longevity. We
yeah.
want to have, you know, a one-hit wonder, do some film that's unbelievable, and then just fall off the charts. We really, honestly, we just want longevity. I don't have to be Kenny Chesney. I don't have to be Keith Urban. I just want to play music for the rest of my life. And if I'm able to do that, and if the Lord blesses me, then we're able to do that. So you can't look. Like I said, I've been. If I was only in this business for a year, and you said something like that, I'd probably jump up and down, take all my clothes off, and run around the house, just, you know. Pat myself on the butt. But the fact of the matter is I've been in this business for too long, and I know how things go. So what we're doing is we're really trying for longevity. I love Steve, you know, he loves me, and we want to be in this thing for the long run. And so I so love what you're saying, man. I hope that's the truth. I really hope that's the truth, because there's so much more music coming out of me and coming out of Steve that people don't really realize. I mean, we got so many songs that we want to give to people, and we're only able to do that every once in a while because it's, you know, downloads and all that other stuff. But we have so much fun, and I got to give credit to Garth Brooks, and this is one of the things I told Steve early on when we started off. You know, Steve, me and Steve just went in to go, hey, man, let's go play a couple of songs at a birthday party. That's how the band started.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. And our good buddy Jay-Z, and not Jay-Z, but Jason Zielinski. And so we went, we played his birthday party, and we were like, man, I think we're on to something here. And it's just the funniest thing in the world, because we literally only started writing songs for the Whiskey and the Women. I got to be honest with you, it was free liquor and chicken nugget. That's a true story. So, but the fact is that now when we get, I told Steve this early on. Garth Brooks said it best. He said, "No matter what seat you had, no matter where you were in the crowd, no, if you were close to the stage, whatever." He goes, "The person having the most fun was me." And I think that's what we do. We have the best time in the world, and we have better times than the fans on stage. We have better times on leverage than anybody else, and that's why I think it bleeds out through the television and it bleeds out off the stage. Is it just, if we're having fun, man, I really honestly think people are going to have fun, and we really want to get that out there to the world. So I hope that we do. I hope that we do run for a long time. And thank you so much for saying what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel it. I feel it, and I also know exactly what you're saying. The long haul is the way to do it, and you never know. I mean, you're going to come across stumbling blocks, and who knows what's going to happen. But I just got this feeling. I mean, you know, just by.
I love it. I love that feeling. I love that feeling. Keep that feeling going. But
I have that feeling too.
I honestly do. I think we got good songs, and I think that we love playing for people. And so if this thing keeps going, it's just unbelievable. I love what you said, man.
All right. Well, good. Now, before we let you go, if you want to, I don't know what y'all's plan is, but so you may not want to, but and that's okay. I like a tease just as much as anything else. But I would like a little bit more details on what's coming forth on the album. That, I mean, you got a full CD coming out, right? At some point.
Yeah, we got a full CD coming out. There's 5 to 6 more songs that are going to be added onto that, and two of them, the fans will know, and I'm not going to give that away. I can't give that away. Bob Ezrin will kill me if he does that, you know. And then there's a cover song that I did that I just absolutely freaking love. It's my favorite song. And Bob let me do it. He thought it was a good idea. You know, Bob Ezrin produced this album. He did Pink Floyd and Destroyer. And yeah, it's just, I'm working with a legend right now. And so I can't give too much away. But I'll tell you, one of the songs is about my daddy. So I'm really proud of that song. And some people will get that. And I can't give too much away, to be honest with you. I'd have to tell you.
Well, I kind of figured you were going to be like that. And to tell you the truth, that's what I like. I like teases, you know.
There you go. Well, we teased people for about 4 years, so I'm done with the teasing. when all this stuff came out, I got to be honest with you. I just can't give enough back to the fans, man. They've given me so much. They've given me so damn much, and it's unbelievable. And I really sit here very humbled about what they did, man. It's just unbelievable. I can't believe this thing went as well as it did. It's unbelievable. I stand here really, really humbled right now. And I know that I shouldn't be. I should be like, yeah, man, that was us. But I can't. It's really all them.
Well, yeah. All right. I think you've hit all my expectations. I knew you were going to be like you are, man. You're just a great guy. I'm glad to know you. Uh-huh. And we got to say hello to Vanessa Waters from Belgium. She's listening right now. I guess she found out about this on Twitter and wanted me to say hi.
Right. She did all that stuff. She's done all that stuff in Belgium, man. She's playing the music out there. That's unbelievable, man. Yeah. Belgium. Yeah. I mean, that's unbelievable that she's doing that stuff, man. So thank you so much, Vanessa. I mean, it means the world to me. It really does, man. I follow all that stuff. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Well, we've taken enough of your time, Christian. Man.
Come on, man. I've always got time for everybody. And thanks to Dee as well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That made all that stuff happen.
Yeah, that was the last thing I was going to say. I was going to say one last thing is that we've got a bunch of your fans that are going to be on a little conference call that later on in the show we're going to – it was just too – I wanted to get them on with you right now, but that was – the logistics of that was just too hard. So we're gonna talk to them. So a little bit later on, your name will be coming up again.
All right, cool. Very cool. I like that.
But it's gonna be with all your fans, and you have. I got to say, you and Steve Carlson both through my experience, have the coolest fans of anybody that I've come across doing this over the last couple of years. Because we do a lot of weird stuff. I mean, we play everything on this radio station, and we sit down and we do long interviews that probably go too long sometimes, and your host is pretty long-winded and tells stupid stories himself, and then he goes and makes the mistake of telling everybody, all these Christian Kane fans, that he's only seen Leverage only once or twice, and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. You're going to get your ass whooped, dude. They're going to call in, and they're going to be pissed at you.
Believe me, I've already heard it. Christian, I've already heard it, and you know, but you know what? Hey, I can't change the truth, and so I'm just going to be honest with you. But once I did see it, I said the show kind of grows on me, you know. So I think that helps mitigate some of the harmful comments that people are going to send me. But
I think it will. And I'm not trying to bash you or anything. I'm just saying, like, dude.
Yeah, well, see, so from a public relations deal, I'm like the worst guy. I mean, because I just lay it all on the line. But anyway, where was I going with this? I was going somewhere with this. I forgot where I was going. We'll just leave it at that. Doggone it.
You're talking about some fans are going to call in later and talk about.
Oh yeah. See, I'm so. Just amateurish here. So we'll just
listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Shoot from the hip, man. Don't ever lie to anybody. That's what you just didn't do. You didn't lie about.
I don't lie about anything.
The fact that you watched Leverage twice is enough for me, man. That's awesome. I really appreciate that.
I learned that lesson also. I wasn't, you know, out in West Texas, whenever everybody was all upset with me because I got the football teams mixed up a couple of times on the air. I didn't let that worry. I mean, but that one, I thought I was actually going to get shot or something. But it didn't.
Yeah, you can. There's some bad stuff that can happen there. Yeah, exactly. But you know what, man? Don't apologize to anybody. Just tell the truth, man. That's my motto. So just tell the truth, and you'll be fine.
Amen. Amen to that, buddy. But anyway, so but we. Oh yes, I'm sorry. Where I was going with this is that we have met so many of your fans and Steve Carlson's fans as well, and. They to a person have been really cool about the weirdness of this radio station, the diverse music, they really dig, from what I can tell, in general, all the diverse styles that we play. I mean, you know, because we were just playing just before your song, we were playing a bagpipe song, and from a band.
Here's the scoop. It's music. What we're doing is music.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, if you're a Kane fan or if you're a Steve Carlson fan. The fact of the matter is we're really eclectic. We love all kinds of genres. If you close yourself off, man, the reason I became a songwriter is because of Jerry Cantrell and Bernie Taupin. And if you guys don't know what that is, that's Alice in Chains and Elton John. That's the reason I became a fan. That's the reason I started writing songs for those two guys right there. It wasn't George Strait and Alan Jackson. The fact of the matter is I've seen country, and that's just how it goes. But the reason I became a songwriter was because my favorite band in the world is Alice in Chains. And people don't understand that. They're like, well, what are you talking about? It's got to be, you know, is it not George Jones? Is it not? No, it's freaking Alice in Chains, man. And if you don't appreciate all genres of music, you're not really a musician. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And so that's the beauty of me and Steve. Me and Steve have put together, we've come together with so much stuff that's just, you know, outside the box and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's why when me and him get together, we're Kane. It's not Christian Kane, it's Kane. And I gotta give, you know, I gotta give credit to him, and I gotta give credit to me. If you don't listen to everything, how do you call yourself a musician?
Or how do you call yourself a music fan?
That's what I say.
Well, there you go. Yeah. There you go. So, exactly. Right. Well, you can be a country fan.
Yeah.
You can be a bagpipe fan. But if you don't listen to all that shit, then you gotta listen to everything. You really do.
Yeah.
And I really honestly believe that. You know, I don't roll around listening to George Strait and Carrie Underwood. I got to be honest with you. I'm listening to Alice in Chains. I'm listening to, it's a lot of different music for me.
And really
we pick up on all those genres and we try to put them into the little box that's country music.
But you know what, sir, I bet you within 2 years, your songs are going to be played right behind a George Strait and a Carrie Underwood song. So, you know, that's the ironic thing.
Thank you so much for saying that. You're a sweetheart, man. Thank you so much for saying that. That's unbelievable. I hope so.
Yep.
I hope so. We worked really hard on this.
Yeah, well, we'll just leave it at all that, and have God let it work itself out however He has it planned.
So, perfect. I love that. That's a great idea.
Yep. Can't improve on what His plan is, as far as I'm concerned. But okay, well, I don't have anything else for you, man. I know you've got to go probably get some rest. Sounds like from some emails I got, you were up late last night, so working.
Oh, I was fine. We fought all last night, man. It was unbelievable. Jonathan Frakes from Star Trek number one. He was he was directing, and he actually closed it. Usually I'm on second unit, but Jonathan Frakes went first unit on it, and then last night we closed out with a five part fight. So it was. I'm a little bit broken right now, but I'm all right. Yeah. I was fighting three Iranian guys, so we'll see how that goes. Listen, for you to take time to talk to us, man, that's unbelievable. It's great. Thank you.
Well, all right. I appreciate that, and sorry to all your listeners who got blocked out because we just didn't have enough bandwidth to cover your immense popularity. But this interview, unless you tell me, screw it, Hoss, I'm going to make this interview available here very shortly on the website so people can download it if they're missing it right now.
You have to. For the people who didn't get to hear it, I'd love for you to do that. That's awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, anytime you want to come on and crash my server again, you're welcome.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
All right, man. We're going to let you go, but it's certainly been fun having you on, and I hope we can stay in touch. I hope you don't forget me whenever you hit the big time. We'll talk to you later, man.
What's your name again?
Hoss. Hoss the boss.
Hoss the boss. Okay, I'm going to write that down there. Hey, man, are you joking with me? I won't forget you, man. Listen, you got my private number. You call me anytime, man. Thank you so much for this, man.
All right, man.
You've been
man.
Such a sweetheart, man. I got to be honest with you. Thank you so much for everything you've done, man. I really appreciate it.
And now you just ruined my week. You know how many people are going to be pestering me for your private number now? I'm not giving it out, damn it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Bubba. I really appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much for everything you've done.
All right, man. We'll talk to you sometime soon once you're in your ivory tower, man.
You're damn right you will. Thank you, man.
Okay. Right. I'm going to unceremoniously hang up on you, but, hey, we do it to everybody, so don't take it personal.
What?
I'm unceremoniously hanging up on you, but we do it to everybody, so don't take it personal. Uh-oh. I think he hung up on me first. All right. Christian King. Wow.